So we are listening to one more presentation before we're having a break. And this is the lecture by Kojo Eshun. A few words before I introduce Kojo. Quote, "I lift my hand to fight communism, and I find that the hand of the Western world is sticking knives into my back. The Western world must make up its mind as to whether it hates colored people more than it hates communists or communists more than colored people." And that is Richard Wright. In 1947, Richard Wright, one of the most outstanding literary figures of the 20th century, leaves New York for Paris, seeking refuge from the endemic racism in the United States. The author of acclaimed novels such as Native Son and Black Boy, Wright participated in CCF, in Congress for Cultural Freedom funded activities on several occasions, while at the same time being monitored by several government agencies, such as the CIA and the FBI, on account of his intellectual leadership in black emancipation movements. By the time Wright had moved to Paris, he had renounced his commitment to communism and became a contributor, among other publications, to the anti-communist confessional classic compiled by Richard Crossman, The God That Failed, from 1949. Also a benchmark in the exhibition here. Wright's primary concern, however, would always remain the liberation of African Americans and colonized peoples. In 1955, he attended the Bandung Conference in Indonesia, where 29 newly independent African and Asian nations sought to announced their non-alignment in the Cold War bloc confrontation, and his trip to Bandung was financed by the Congress for Cultural Freedom. The following year, he published a report on the proceedings called The Color Curtain. Wright also helped to set up the American Society for African Culture, AMSAC, an organization similar to the CCF, designed for African Americans, particularly addressing purposed to counter a series of communist-supported protest actions addressing race relations in the U.S. In Paris, Wright befriended a group of Afro-French intellectuals around the magazine Présence Africaine. When Présence Africaine held the first Congress for Black Writers in 1956 in Paris, which its organizer Alioune Diop called a second Bandung, the Americans were anxious that the conference's anti-racist, anti-colonialist, and anti-interventionist mandate would give way to communist influence and anti-American sentiments. The State Department banned the eminent Pan-Africanist and socialist W.E.B. Du Bois from attending by denying him his passport, and Wright was called upon to help ensure the American delegation's anti-communist stance. But the question of government infiltration was on the table right from the beginning of the conference, when a letter by Du Bois was read to the delegates. And James Baldwin, who had followed in Richard Wright's footsteps by also moving from New York to Paris, covered the 56 conference in extensive reviews for Encounter and Preuves, two of the eminent magazines of the CCF, in the fall 1956. I just wanted to introduce that to as a preamble to Kojo Eshun's talk on Richard Wright and his travel to the Gold Coast and his diagnosis that he will refer to. Obviously, for those who do not have not yet had the chance to visit the exhibition, the color curtain is present, the book, and it's been an important sort of point of reference from early on for us, simply because you know, of the juxtaposition of historical memoryscapes and their incompatibility and our attempt to sort of use the tricky and haunted and flawed terrain of international slash global arts to make these memoryscapes communicate with each other and question at what currencies these signs and traveling regimes of signification can, under what conditions they can actually communicate with each other. So color curtain versus iron curtain, and right between them, right? And this is what I was trying to outline here, how what being in between them meant. The exhibition also features a new work by the Otherless Group, one of whose founding members is Kojo Eshun, on Richard Wright and his travel to the Gold Coast before independence. And we will hear more about that in a second. Kojo Eshun is a teacher for many years at Goldsmiths College, a prolific writer and artist and theorist. His books include More Brilliant Than the Sun, a classic by now, and I've mentioned one of his most recent artworks, produced by the Otterless Group, has been produced for this exhibition, and we are very proud of this. Thank you and welcome, Kojo Eshun.